Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The Sims Spotlight is sponsored by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough studio every Wednesday, 8 a.m. Phil Sims has been joining us throughout the football season. This is his second to last appearance. I'm starting to get a little bit nostalgic about it. I don't know what we're going to do on Wednesdays when we don't talk to Phil, but we've got him here, so I'll stop wasting time. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Gio, good morning to you. I just don't know what you just said came from the heart.
Oh, it
I don't
did.
Know.
No, it did. It I did. Actually do look forward to this. I absolutely do every week, and it's been fun. It's been good. The only thing that has been a disappointment is the fact that you never did come in here, and we never did make it to your house to watch football. But other than that, this has been spectacular for us.
Okay, first and foremost, Boomer saying impediments. Do you know what that really means, Boomer? That's one thing. The other thing is this. I wake up, I think it was Monday morning, whatever, I'm moving around my phone, and I get all these messages, and they go, hey, no exaggeration, Phil, Gio said that you're fat. And I go, really? He said I was fat?
What?
Yeah, that's what
I did not say you were fat. No. I did not say you were fat.
We might have said that you were a thick son of a bitch.
I think I might have shared the story of you yes. had only had one jacket that you could still fit into. I think this. I never said you were fat. But you told that story. I did not say Phil Sims is fat. And then probably Boomer said thick son of a bitch.
Okay. Well, you know, I try. Listen, I tried to gain weight, and I did it.
You know how easy it is to gain weight, right?
It's easy to lose it, too, though. That's the easy thing. And, you know, and I enjoy what I do, working out and all that. But, hey, you guys didn't come to my house. Why? Because we did the game. You remember we did, what, the Philadelphia Giant game? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yes. So that was the weekend you were going to come to my house, but you dumped me, and you wanted to do the game, and Gio wanted to stand on the sidelines and,
Time out for a second. What? You never invited us back. And by the way, I remember calling you, and your daughter Deirdre was in the background, and I gave her my phone number to reach out to me so we could actually make it out there to your castle.
Oh, don't you see? Quit saying that crap. My castle.
It is a castle.
Oh, come on. Do you want to buy it from me?
Listen, all I can tell you is I saw his bar that he put into his house.
Yeah.
Because he put that bottle that I gave him of the Codigo.
Right.
Tequila.
And he put it on the bar. That bar is spectacular.
Well, it's really interesting. I have a bar, and we very seldom drink, so that's really
it. Yeah, but that bar is spectacular.
We got this great room, and we never go in it, but it really comes in handy for my daughter and all of her friends, and they have parties over here, so that's a different story. But, hey, and you know, listen, I will come in after the Super Bowl. I'll come in if you want me to, if it's still the invitation is still there.
So you're talking about a week from today?
Yeah, a week from today.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay.
See that picture of the bar? He sent me the picture of the bar.
Yeah.
Because he's very proud of it. See that?
And I could see in the
backyard. I was trying to say to you, you big, thick-headed whatever, I'm watching my language, that I put the bottle you gave me in the best spot to, you know, let everybody want a talking piece. Everybody comes in, sees it.
Yeah.
Boomer Esiason gave me this. This is what we did. So, see, you take it the wrong way. You spin it.
I'm not spinning in anything. I'm very proud of your bar, too. And we can see the backyard out there where the fox are running.
Yeah, I see two foxes and a giraffe in that picture as well.
One of my foxes has been a little absent lately. I'm a little mad at him, but that's okay.
What if he's mad at him? What if he's dead?
Well, I have thought about that. I hope he's not. But I don't think he is. I mean, come on. He lives on the property. He gets fed every day. He's got the life, man. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I mean, hopefully he's still alive.
As I've told you guys, and I do not exaggerate, and I say this, I said to my wife, hey, are we going to have that big chicken tonight? And she goes, no. I go, well, why not? Why are we going to have it? I gave it to the foxes. Oh, good. I'm so glad that they're eating better than me. Right. But, you know. Hey, I hear we got a big game coming on here this weekend.
Yes, apparently. Super Bowl 59. And Boomer, I feel like might pick the Eagles by the end of the week. We had your buddy Bill Cowher on yesterday. He picked the Eagles. But as it sits right now, we are the Wednesday before the Super Bowl. I know you've talked up the Philadelphia Eagles for a lot of the year. You love their roster. You think that they don't have a lot of weaknesses. Do you think they take down the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes, I do. I do. And, I do think they, when you compare the two teams roster wise, I do think the Eagles have the better roster overall. It's really interesting in a lot of ways. And, you know, even the Super Bowl they played 2 years ago, I believe both teams really studied it, which is kind of amazing. I watched it too and saw the Philadelphia Eagles, running their plays. And I went, oh my gosh, they're doing almost the exact same thing now with their offense, with Kellen Moore, a different offensive coordinator, and Jalen Hurts. You know, when you run an offense year after year, the core plays are there. As a quarterback, you know, you're able to read it quicker, get rid of the football, and that's what I've kind of seen from Jalen Hurts, especially in the last game he played. But really interesting how easy it was for him in the passing game against Steve Spagnuolo's defense. You know, they just picked it apart, and the guys weren't open. There were a lot of wide-open guys. So I would expect a different game plan. Even though it was 2 years ago, I would expect a different game plan from the Kansas City Chiefs defense this Sunday.
You know, we were talking about this Super Bowl feels a little flat to us. You know, we're not down there in New Orleans, so we're not feeling the the intensity from the fan bases and everything else. But I, for me, and I was telling Gio this morning, and look, you're a Super Bowl MVP, so you know what that means. I think, you know, you're talking about a team, the Kansas City Chiefs, that's on a precipice of doing something that nobody's ever done before, and that's win three straight Super Bowls. And it's amazing how, when I look at their season this year, they scored just enough points to beat whoever they were playing that weekend. And the same thing happened in the playoffs against the Texans and, of course, the Bills. And then when you look at the Eagles, what they did in the playoffs, it wasn't that easy against the Green Bay Packers. It certainly wasn't that easy against the Rams. And then all of a sudden, the turnovers happened to the Commanders, and they blow the Commanders out. So there's a little recency bias, I think, because they scored 55 points. But for me, I don't know about for you, I just want to get your take on this. I mean, I kind of want to see Patrick Mahomes win three in a row. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think there's that part of it, Boomer. I'll be very happy for him. I actually think it's really good for the league. I'm looking forward to the game. As every day goes by, I just get more excited about thinking what's going to happen and all this. And, you know, with the Kansas City Chiefs, I think their game plans and managing the game on both sides of the football is going to be really key for this game. And, you know, I look at it and just find a lot of tough matchups. You know, do you want to blitz? If you're the Kansas City Chiefs and Steve Spagnuolo, do you want to blitz and let A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith be one-on-one outside? And one thing about that, if you get aggressive like that, Jalen Hurts is going to throw a moon ball down there on you. And it's one of the, I think, one of the best things he does. He throws it high, leads them into it where, you know, it's hard for the defensive back to adjust to the football because it's so far and so high. He did that in the first Super Bowl, but he's been doing it all year this year. So that'll be interesting to see the game plan on both sides of the ball by the Kansas City Chiefs. I think about that more than I do the other side for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Boomer and Geo with Phil Simms. Jalen Hurts played his best game in a long time in the NFC Championship game, and the best game he ever played outside of that fumble was in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. I know everybody's focused on Saquon, but I feel like the stat line for Jalen Hurts in this game might tell more of a story of how the Eagles were successful or not. What do you think about his potential performance in this game?
I think you're saying a lot of things that are right. I do. It's I look at the Kansas City secondary and I just go, the matchups against these two wide receivers is a big deal. Then you got Saquon to deal with, and then you got a quarterback that's mobile. And you talk about that fumble for the touchdown. I remember watching that game. We had a group there and I said, oh my gosh, Philadelphia is just crushing. They're dominating the game. And then Jalen Hurts, I'm figuring there's no way that Kansas City's going to win it, and then the fumble. And what happened is, Nick Bolton was spying Jalen Hurts. He didn't like his protection. He was going to run the football, saw that, tried to switch the ball in his hands, and he fumbled it. And really, to me, that was probably the biggest play of the game, and it changed the game. And But Jalen Hurts did play well overall, very well. And what they did, Kansas City didn't have many answers to until really they turned it around the second half.
And don't forget, Jalen Hurts had a knee injury in the playoffs here. So there was some, I don't think he played all that great his first two playoff games. But as Gio did point out, you know, against the Washington team, he did play well. Let me just ask you this. You just give me quickly, who has the edge? I'm going to ask you about different parts of the game. All right, so O-line, who has the edge?
Oh, Philadelphia, no question.
D-line.
Best offensive line in the NFL.
I just want to know. I don't need all these explanations that you like to give.
Hey, listen, I'm on the phone. I don't get to talk much. Just be quiet and let me do what I want. Go ahead.
You just answer the questions the way I'm asking them, all right? Jesus.
Gio.
All right, D-line.
You're going to heaven, Gio.
All right, D-line.
D-line. Philadelphia.
Okay, linebackers.
Philadelphia.
Defensive backs.
Close. You know, I think I'll take Philadelphia there, too.
Okay, running backs.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Philadelphia.
Tight ends.
Kansas City.
Okay. Quarterback.
Kansas City.
Coaches.
Kansas City.
Kickers.
Kansas City.
Okay. So really basically, I think what I hear from you and I hear from most people is that Philadelphia predominantly has the better roster. The Chiefs have the better coaching staff and the better quarterback and maybe the better kickers.
Yeah, the coaching staff thing is pretty tough. I do admire what Vic Fangio has constructed down in Philadelphia this year. What he does, it takes a while for it to take effect, and they have times against the pass where they're spectacular. Now, a lot of that just comes from they have a defensive line and that can really rush the passer. Inside, Jalen Carter, once again, will be huge, a big part of this game. It's hard to double-team him. They do a lot of things to make sure he gets one-on-one with the select guy that they picked for that game. That's what I've noticed. And I would think he's going to do all these little things inside and try to go against the left guard for the Kansas City Chiefs. Not that he's the weak spot, but that's the spot I think they would pick to, you know, give Jalen Carter a chance. And speed at linebacker, secondary that covers well. I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on for them there in Philadelphia, you know, no doubt.
The interesting thing about the Kansas City Chiefs, 18 straight playoff games where they have not allowed a 100-yard rusher, and it's been 18 straight games. The last 100-yard rusher in the regular season, 2024 now, was Lamar Jackson in week one. So
wow.
You think about a run defense that Saquon Barkley, this has got to be the best run defense he's going to face all year long.
Yeah, it is a good run defense, but how are you going to do it, too? Are you going to crowd up there and commit the secondary a little, the safety, the whatever, to try to stop Saquon Barkley with one of the best offensive lines that I've seen in a long time? And you're going to go one-on-one with these receivers down the field. That's what would scare me. You could stop Saquon, but you better hold your breath. Because, like I said, Jalen Hurts is going to throw some long passes down the field to these wide receivers. And, you know, so that's the quandary that I think they're going to be in. But, you know, that'll be fun to watch just to see the game plans from both of these coaches on both sides. So I'm looking forward to the game. That's all I can say.
What's your favorite Kendrick Lamar song?
I have no idea one song he sings. I you know, I'm sorry.
Well, you're going to learn. You're going to learn a lot. Are you a big halftime guy? Do you sit around and you watch the commercials and, you know?
No, you don't. No, at halftime, I'm griping and moaning about what's going on in the game to whoever's around me. So, you know, that's what we do. I'm not a big halftime guy. I watch it a little bit, but otherwise, I'm talking where let's eat during halftime, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to have quite a crowd here at the house watching the game. And I'm going to be given orders. Shut up.
Do you remember the halftime shows of your Super Bowls? Obviously, the one that you played and then the one that you didn't. But do you remember those halftime performances?
To be honest, no.
Okay.
No.
I don't either.
You don't remember yours either?
I think it was Billy Joel maybe for us, I think. I don't know.
Whitney Houston?
I remember Lady Gaga singing the national anthem in Super Bowl 50. Of course, Whitney Houston, I remember. That was awesome. I saw it the other day on TV, and boy, it's tough to watch and not get a little emotional over it. It's really just an unbelievable scene and everything that was going on. But, yeah, it's terrible. I don't remember all these halftime acts. I can't even – well, wait. Who
Bruno Mars. How about Bruno Mars? You got to remember Bruno Mars. He did it at MetLife Stadium.
That one I remember. One of my favorites. Yeah,
that guy, he was great. And, you know, by the way, Chris Stapleton last year with the National Anthem.
National Anthem, yeah.
That was great, too, yeah.
Yes, it was. So we were there, so I got a chance to listen to it. But, yeah, halftime, I mean, I'll watch for a few seconds or minutes or whatever, and if it catches my eye, I'll stay with it. But otherwise, especially when you have a lot of people and all that around you, we're going to be talking about the game. And you know, as Gio said, I'm getting fat, so I'll have to eat some and have
some. Yeah, well, how about, you know, are you having the whole thing catered? What kind of food you got coming in?
No, I'll do all the cooking, and we'll do it all ourselves. I ain't going to cater.
You sound like a catering guy. You're going to cook on Super Bowl Sunday?
Absolutely. I'll be there doing whatever I got to do. Yes, we'll probably eat before the game, you know, too, Boomer, so we got to eat twice.
Yeah, no, well, you like to eat around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I know that.
And wait, and here's the other thing.
Yes.
What is it about? I heard that I didn't hear. Well, yeah, I heard this.
You hear things that people want you to hear that don't hear it accurately.
Well, people get mad that you say negative things about me, so they text me all this crap. But, you know, a kicking contest. I heard you want to have a kicking contest with me?
See, again, I don't want to have a kicking contest with you. So it's the Manning kickoff for FanDuel this year. And it's what are they called?
Peyton versus Eli. It's called the Kick of Destiny
3. This is the Kick of Destiny 3, and those two guys are kicking. And somebody called in and said, "Hey, maybe you and Phil could do the Kick of Destiny 4." And I said, "Well, we'd have to do it from the 5-yard line for Phil."
That's just listen. And then what did Gio say? I got a big fat leg and
kick.
I said you were stiff.
Yes,
that's what I said.
And you are stiff. And you are stiff.
Come on, shut your ass up.
You are stiff.
Listen, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
The other thing is, I was the backup place kicker in high school and college.
I was the place kicker in high school. I was a backup.
You had no athletes on your team. You had to have somebody try to kick it.
Yeah, listen, I was kicking and punting the whole thing.
Okay, I was the center at first in my high school.
With an ass like yours, that doesn't surprise me.
For the punts, because I was the only guy that could
throw it. Man, I hope FanDuel's listening because this would be perfect.
We are not doing that.
What do you mean we're not doing it? If it's offered to me, you're going to do it. We're going to do it. I would love to do that.
You know, I don't think America needs to see that. I would say
during the off season when, you know, I'm on the field or whatever, I'll end up kicking over the summer probably 100, 200 footballs.
Wow.
Punting and kicking. So
what are you
doing? I want to have this competition against you.
You want to do it as a drop kick competition or just, you know, do it off the ground?
Booms. What? It doesn't matter. You're not going to win.
Okay. All right.
You're not going to win.
Okay, stiffness.
Okay.
Johnny Stiffness.
Hey, I expect next week when you come in, I want you to watch all the film of these college quarterbacks in your underwear, and I'm going to really get into it next week.
Yes. What do you mean I'm watching them in my underwear?
That's what Boomer tells me that you do. He said you sit in your basement in your underwear and you watch the college quarterbacks.
Oh, wow. I really haven't started that yet.
That's why I'm giving you a week. Notice he's not.
Give me a week. What do you think I'm going to do in a week, okay? So I did watch one yesterday, and I went, wow, I like this guy. By the time I got done watching him, I don't like this guy anymore.
Notice he did not deny that he watches them in his underwear.
That's right.
Yeah. So he does.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No.
You did not deny it. You did not deny. Now you're going to deny it because I brought it up, the fact that you did not deny it.
Oh, boy. I tell you. Gio. Like I said, you know, you must have done something wrong in another life. I don't know what else to tell you.
All right, Phil. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. If you actually deliver on your promise, enjoy the game. We will talk to you soon.
All right. I look forward to next week now. This is going to be great. I hope this Super Bowl, whatever, it's going to be fun. So we'll learn the truth about... I'll tell you the truth about Boomer. Don't listen to his story about him. Hell, it's always great. He talks about himself.
All right, Phil.
Thanks, Gio.
See you, brother.
Thanks, Boom.
See you, bud.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.